Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, How Do We Share the Good News?
Luke chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. His mother and his brothers came looking for him, but they could not get to him because of the crowd. He was told, Your mother and brothers are standing outside and want to see you. But Jesus said in answer, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. The Gospel of the Lord. His mother and his brothers come looking for him. This is still early in Jesus' ministry, but already he has worked miracles, like, if you remember, the raising of a dead man to life, the son of the widow of Nain, and he was the only son of that widow. A great miracle. And he has preached a lot, going through the towns and villages, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. He is drawing large crowds. Sometimes he's pressed upon from all sides. It must have been exhausting. And his mother and his brothers, that probably means his extended family, hear about all that he's doing and they're worried about him. They come and they can't get to him. And they think that they have priority status. They simply assume it. Excuse me, we're his family. We are his family. We need to get to him. This is, I think, a defining moment. For his beloved mother and his brothers, and probably for Jesus too, it needed to happen. Sometimes we need to articulate what is happening. What is the new reality? Jesus realizes that he is for everyone. He is for the world. And he has something to share. He realizes it at this moment and he speaks it. Perhaps it would be really good if we Christians, we Catholics, stopped and realized something. What? That we have something to share. Something awesome and wonderful. We need to pick it out, stand back from our everyday lives and realize something. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that enormous gift that we need to share. So our question is about this gospel, not do we share it, but how? How do we share the good news? God bless you.